Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Jimmy Kimmel had a funny bit last night where his street crew went out there and asked people what family member they dread seeing most this Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's awesome.
And since they're wearing masks in L.A., they were kind of disguised.
So who are you dreading seeing this Thanksgiving?
Probably my grandma on my mother's side. She'll walk in on you in the bathroom and ask you, what are you doing? Like, what do you think I'm doing, Graham? I'm going to the bathroom, man.
Who are you not looking forward to seeing this Thanksgiving?
Mostly my dad. I smoke a lot of pot, and when dinner comes around, he doesn't talk to me.
Oh, my God. I'm dreading seeing my stepsister.
What's up with her?
She always tries to sleep with one of my uncles. It's very embarrassing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. And that's why the uncles love Thanksgiving.
And I, yeah. And I thought they were.
There's a lot to unpack with that one.
Right, stepsister. And I thought they were wearing, before I saw this video, I thought they were just wearing the regular face masks like we all are here up in Washington State. But they're like wearing full-on masks like they're doing The Voice or something.
Oh, no, those are the required masks in California.
You have
to wear a turkey head, yes.
A
rabbit
right,
mask.
Like Mr. Bean.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
Every day's Halloween in California, BJ.
Wow. So the uncle's trying to sleep with the, well, the stepsister. I mean, I get they're not related, but still, don't you feel like you should arrange that any other time besides Thanksgiving?
I mean, I don't need to question, but how long have they been stepsister situated? It's like, if it's the last couple of years, maybe not as weird as if, like, they were stepsisters since, like, their earlier years. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's still weird. Yeah. Okay, I'm like, but less weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know,
like if she's new to the family.
Yeah, I mean, from a biological standpoint, there's no issue, but still, yeah, you're right, Steve. They've been there a long time. It's just like, you know, you've known her since she's a little kid. That's just, I mean, you know, it's hard for me to, yeah, I couldn't go there myself. You know, like Sarah's got a lot of friends that I've known since they were in grade school.
Almost like it's family.
Yeah, they're adults now, and it's still like, but I remember you when you were like a little kid. No.
Well, I'm glad that you're beating them all down in a way, like, because I'm sure they're all just banging on the door.
Well, yeah, it's easy for me. Nobody's really looking at me at all, you know, because you're right. So I don't have a difficult time with any temptation. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's so
yeah.
Good.
But then that's been my life, Steve. I mean, every woman in every form of my life has never given me a difficult time of having to be tempted. Yeah, they've always just said, "Yeah, don't worry, buddy. You got nothing to worry about."
Yeah, we're good. Don't worry. There'll never be anything awkward between us.
Yeah,
unless you decide to make it awkward.
Yeah, listen, I can do Thanksgiving with you anytime. There's never going to be a problem.
One that really struck me, and I never even thought about, like, being a young kid, like, obviously not, like, super young, like 18 or older, and being a stoner, Thanksgiving must be, like, the greatest day ever. Like, I never was a stoner back in the days of, like, big family Thanksgivings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, because obviously, there's tons of food. And, you know, if you're stoned, nothing bothers you pretty much. You just chill and you're laughing. You're good. You're laughing at all the jokes, if there are any jokes, and you're not getting too serious about stuff. Just as long as you don't get paranoid, it should be a great holiday.
That's a big if, though.
It affects people differently.
I
didn't think about the whole family dynamic while stoned. I probably wouldn't want to be in that situation.
A couple years ago, we did a Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
And that was completely it was one of those ones where, people imbibed people, you know, alcohol and weed. And it was one of those, you know, things where it was chill and fun. Not with the family, though.
No. I got to tell you something, man. Since you brought up Friendsgiving, this has become like a source of stress for a lot of people because back in my day, because, you know, we traveled around the country doing this radio thing, so we were never around our family, and that's what the Friendsgiving used to be, mm-hmm. was for basically all the, you know, all the vagabonds, you know,
the
all
transplants. The ones that
and you had nowhere to go. And so it's like, let's all get together in the loser's Thanksgiving table here that we make for ourselves because we're not around our families.
Well, that's one perspective to refer to it as the loser's table. I never looked at it that way when I was in my single days. I was like, this is way cooler than a family Thanksgiving. I'm hanging out with people I like, all of them. And we're just getting drunk and enjoying turkey.
Totally.
Yeah, half full, half empty. You know how life can be. whatever your perspective is, sir.
BJ Shea, half empty.
But now...
Hanging with friends means he's hanging with losers.
I know, right?
But now people are doing Friendsgivings and their own family Thanksgivings. And so, there's multiple meals they got to prepare. I'm going to say one thing right now, Steve. I'm going to call somebody out on this fine show.
Uh-oh.
You know, you guys complain there's no macaroni and cheese. There's nothing. Well, guess what? We're not getting this Thanksgiving.
Joe?
We're not getting macaroni and cheese. We're not getting anything. And the reason is Joey's like, oh, I'm kind of stressed out because I'm making all this food for my Friendsgiving. And I'm like, what about our house? Well, hopefully if you can buy some stuff at some place, that'll be great. I'll come over and eat all the food you guys. So his friends are getting the good cooking. I, the family, nothing.
You're not getting anything?
No.
Joe!
Literally, he's bringing it. You know what he said? He even suggested a charcuterie board, but we're the ones that have to go out and get it and make it.
So are you going to have to get it catered? Because I can't picture you cooking a turkey.
Oh, no. We've got a restaurant, and we have the restaurant. We're doing the restaurant Thanksgiving. So, we'll bring the stuff home and heat it up because nobody wants to cook. And, of course, I don't cook. So I'm like, all right, well, I don't have a problem going to pick stuff up.
Joe, are you turning your back on your family?
It's kind of doing
it's
that.
It's finally happened, Steve. I'm putting down the spatula and the spoon. We're getting it catered.
But you're not really putting down the spatula and the spoon if you're cooking for your friends.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know what happened is that Sarah made fun of my cooking, and I felt underappreciated, so...
What the hell is wrong with Sarah making fun of his cooking?
No, first of all, don't buy this lame-ass excuse, because the rest of the family does nothing but tell him how we enjoy all of his food. So it's
what did Sarah say?
Yeah, well, Sarah.
You remember she said that Thanksgiving is trash, and
she didn't say your cooking is trash. She just doesn't like Thanksgiving food.
But I cook Thanksgiving, therefore my food is the trash.
Yeah, you ever heard the old saying of polishing a turd, still a turd?
You know what? Well,
look at this is a very lame excuse. I would like to say that you know what, Your Honor, we find him guilty.
All right, since now we're telling our true feeling, what do you feel about your sister's Oreo pie?
Oh, trash. Don't go there.
Oh wow!
Oh, making Thanksgiving interesting now, Steve. Good job.
I'm just trying to make it so that he completely doesn't have to go home for Thanksgiving.
Might as well stay at that Friendsgiving now because, wow.
So I love his macaroni and cheese, and I was really getting excited for it. And then he's like, I don't want to cook. You know, I thought, he's busy working at the radio station. And then I find out he's cooking for Friendsgiving.
Crazy, DJ, you work here too. We know he's not crazy work here.
I know, but you know what? I'm trying to be an understanding dad. And what turns out, he's going to be all tired from cooking for other people. People and not his dear old dad.
Why can't you just cook enough for multiple people?
Yeah.
I mean, I might be able to. Now I'm getting pressured. I don't like this. You know, I had my whole plan. I only bought one box of noodles for the macaroni and cheese.
You can't buy two.
I can't go back to the store. I'm sure they're closed by now. What time is it? Yeah, they've got to be closed, right?
Yeah, here you go, Steve. I just want you to know that's where we sit. You know, at the Friends. Like, you know, he loves the Friendsgiving, and then the Thanksgiving, if we cook for him, he'll show up.
Man.
Yep. It's just like...
I cook for decades, I take 1 year off, and all of a sudden, excommunicated from the family.
I mean, the family's relying on you to make Thanksgiving dinner.
So, Steve...
McDonald's
and
it is, yes.
And another 26 years, this is what you got to look forward to.
Okay? Disappointment?
Yeah. You know, when Tater Tot looks at you and says, you know what? My friends are more important than you, Dad. Peace.
Wow, thanks for just throwing that in there.
Yeah. Oh, hey, listen, you're the one that threw in the Oreo cookie pie. If you're going to cause drama, I'm going to cause you future drama.
I'm just asking the questions that everybody wants the answers to.
Good.
I wanted the answers, and I totally did.
Don't encourage Mr. Questionnaire over here, okay? Don't do it. Hey, we got a Tesla that just helped save a couple when they were cornered by some wild animals. And they weren't even in the car at the time. Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Kia Puyallup for giving us the Migs Report. And today, it's a special day for you, BJ.
Oh, really? What's up?
I'm wondering if... So every morning you check Alexa to tell you, and she tells you what's going on in the world. I'm wondering if she failed you as a friend.
Oh, you know what? I didn't check her today.
You didn't check her today?
No, you failed Alexa. I failed her as a friend.
You failed her as a friend. I was like, oh, man, if she dropped the ball on this one, I would say you take this Alexa and you throw it out the window.
Whoa, yeah, well,
and you move to Alice or, I don't know, some other Siri.
Oh, Alice. I haven't heard of Alice.
Alice, yeah. It's the Safeway Select version of Alexa.
Oh, nice.
It's a Kirkland brand.
Yeah, very cool.
Kirky.
Move to Kirky. So what is today that I don't know about?
Today's a special day, and the reason why it's a special day is because of a certain something that started back in 1963. Something very near and dear to your heart, BJ.
Well, I know the year. I know exactly what you're talking about. Then.
What is it?
It's the premiere of Doctor Who.
Bing, bing, bing. It is Doctor Who Day.
Oh, wow.
Also known as TARDIS Day.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. So 1963. Amazing that the show has been going on that long.
And amazing that I just give you the year and you instantly knew what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Right? 1963 is Doctor Who. 1966 is Star Trek. I think 1965 is Lost in Space. What do you need?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. These are important days for this guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what year is Spaceballs?
Spaceballs. Oh.
Ooh. Busted.
Yeah, well,
I'm not a huge sci-fi fan.
This is probably, well, here's the thing. I'm not, this is going to make a lot of people mad. I'm not a huge Spaceballs fan.
I know, I'm not actually surprised by that. I got to imagine, did you feel that it was insulting to Star Wars?
You know, I wasn't a big, I have to watch it again because I just was never a huge Mel Brooks fan.
I don't know if it's going to get better over the course of time.
It might because maybe, you know, I'm older and maybe I'll appreciate Mel's humor better. I mean, it had its moments, no doubt about it, but I don't rewatch that the way like I rewatch all the other stuff.
May the Schwartz be with you.
I mean, see, that part there, I was just like, okay, Mel, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about something that happened over in Arizona in the Scottsdale area. And this is pretty.
I used to live in Scottsdale.
Well, okay, well, maybe you know this type of animal because up until this morning, I had no idea what this animal was and I had to Google it because I'm just dumb.
Okay.
But, so it happened with this couple by the name of Kim and Jeff. They're building a house in Scottsdale. So they brought some friends over, like, hey, check out all the stuff that we've been working on. And as they were working on it, they saw some baby animals. And then realized, oh, there's probably going to be the mama animal showing up as well. It's an animal that's called the javelina.
Oh, the javelina, yeah.
Yeah. So you know what a javelina is?
I do. Well, because I lived in Scottsdale, yes.
Okay, yeah. Rev, do you know what a javelina is?
No idea whatsoever.
Joe?
No.
Vicky?
No idea.
I had no idea. I searched it. It's like a pig.
Yeah.
There's a really angry-looking pig.
Well, I mean, I never saw one in the wild like this couple did. You know, I never saw one like that, but, you know, I know where they are.
Sounds like either a sports bar next to the Angry Beaver, or it sounds like some kind of Urban Dictionary thing.
I'm not going to look up Angry Pig.
They're kind of cute, but when they get bigger, they look a little bit more ornery.
Oh, yeah, wild boars, you know, they're not to be messed with, any kind of wild pig.
Well, this couple and their friends were like, oh, this is so cool. Never seen a javelina in person. And they were checking it out, but they were in the house. But while they're checking out the little baby javelinas, the older javelinas show up and basically corner them in the home.
Wow.
So they can't get out. So at first, they're like, this is awesome, taking pictures and video and all that. And then they realized, how are we going to get out of this house? These javelinas have us cornered. So the husband came up with a great idea. And also an ultimate humble brag. He's like, I just so happen to have a Tesla. And it's one of those Model 3 performance Teslas that have autopilot on it.
So
it's almost like a remote control car. You can activate it with your app on your phone.
Oh, so the car chased away the javelinas?
So we had the car back up right by where the javelinas were. That freaked them out and they ran off.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
what a great idea.
So if you get a Tesla, it's so that you can avoid being cornered by javelinas in Washington.
Yeah, let me tell you, those folks in Scottsdale do have a little cash. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you can actually operate it from your phone.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got coyotes on Mercer Island, so I need a Tesla for that reason, because there are coyotes running wild in Pioneer Park.
So I want to know, what do they sound like?
Steve. Oh, okay.
Well, if they're angry, they're like.
Yeah, that's it.
Huh?
It's been a long time since we've had one of your fine impressions. That's what happens when a javelina has emphysema.
I might need some throat coat. That's hard on the voice.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta cut down on the cigarettes, Mr. Javelina.
Wow. Like,
it's an angry Peppa Pig going on right now.
Oh, is that what that is? The angry Peppa Pig. Look that up on Urban Dictionary.
You know, maybe last night Seth Rollins from the WWE needed a Tesla to protect himself from an unruly fan. I don't know if you saw this footage, BJ.
I have not.
So this rarely happens, and this one was pretty epic. You know, you deal with streakers at certain sporting events. You deal with just all this random stuff at sporting events. Sometimes in wrestling, fans, they really believe it's real, and they decide to jump the barricade and tackle their least favorite wrestler. And that's exactly what happened at Monday Night Raw.
I'm seeing the video. This is crazy.
Dude, this guy, he's a 24-year-old, like a bat out of hell, jumped the barricade and just full on running, speared Seth Rollins down to the ground. Seth puts him into a chokehold. Then, of course, the refs and the security get involved. The fans, lucky it's not the old school days, because the old school days, that was like an open invitation for all the wrestlers and the staff to just beat the living crap out of the guy. But I got to imagine in the back of Seth's mind, oh, there's a lawsuit waiting to happen if I do anything.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know, he gets away from him, starts cursing him out and stuff. But the crazy part is this happened while on live television. So they kind of treat it no different than like a streaker in football. They don't want to show that on TV. But while they're doing their Monday Night Raw, the announcers are just talking about Seth Rollins finished the match. He's walking off into the sunset. And I don't think the announcers at first knew that it was a fan. They thought maybe it was like a sneak attack from another wrestler, because the fan's wearing like these tight red pants, like jeans.
Yeah.
So they almost look like they're wrestler tights. So at first they kind of like act like, oh, sneak attack. But then they got real quiet real quick. And that's what this is what it sounded like.
Starting in the beginning.
We're obviously not going to have a match. Look at the condition of the crowd. Finn Balor.
He's in a bad way right now. Yeah, they cut right back to the other guy because they're just like, yeah, we can't show that on television.
Wow.
But the better part was, I mean, those guys, you know, they had to do their job and be professionals as play-by-play guys. But the fans, they get the fan footage, and you get way better play-by-play action by the fans. So we grabbed one. Of course, we had to bleep a lot of it because, well, the fan was very enthusiastic and excited. But it's, and you could hear in the background Seth Rollins cursing out the fan, too.
Oh, nice.
That's a fan! What the f is you doing?
Oh,
what the f? What the f is going on, bro?
They need that guy as a commentator.
Yeah, they do. That guy is,
And you heard Seth Rollins going, you gonna blindside me, mother effer?
Yeah. Wow. That all of this just really illustrates this is high quality entertainment.
Well, the fan, he was the best part. They grab the fan, they escort him out, and as he's being escorted out, of course, WWE fans like to chant stuff, so they're chanting a-hole at the fan as he's
up, that's appropriate.
Doing the walk of shame out of the stadium or the arena.
I hope he was under the influence and not sober, because that scares me even more.
You know, it scares me to think that there's a very good chance that he just believes that Seth Rollins is a bad person and he needed to tackle him.
Yeah, that's
even scary.
Well, then in that case, take that man to a mental health center and teach him about reality and fantasy.
Right. It's like, come on, man. Relax.
Damn.
Well, he's a 24-year-old and he's been charged with attempted assault. And this was attempted violation of arts and cultural affairs. So when you make fun of my wrestling, understand that it is an art and a cultural affair.
Attempted violation of arts and cultural affairs. Well, yeah, disrupting a performance. I wonder if that's what you get charged with, like if you stand up at, you know, like the Fifth Avenue Theater and just start doing stuff. Maybe that's what you get charged with.
It's funny you say that because they put in parentheses, disrupting a live sporting event.
Okay.
Thank you for making it more understandable for idiots like me.
Disrupting a live sport. Oh, so is that what they charge streakers with and everything?
I got to imagine.
Oh, so it's cultural and arts? Wow. Okay, that's pretty fancy.
Well, they should arrest Tom Brady for also disrupting cultural affairs as he was on fire last night. Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
Threw for 307 yards, 2 touchdowns as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New York Giants 30-10.
Well, it is the New York Giants.
Yeah, they have the same record as the Seahawks. So, ooh.
Yeah. There you go. Oh yeah, I know. Isn't that horrible? But we get to put down a team and realize, oh yeah, we're that team too.
Right. Somebody was talking about the game with the Cardinals and the Seahawks, and they're like, Cardinals win, and so I was like, well, it was the Seahawks.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think that's what you got to say right now. You know? Yeah. Oh man, we're the Giants. Okay, we're not as bad as the Lions, but we're the Giants. God.
But would anyone be surprised that the Lions beat the Seahawks these days?
Well, listen, they're looking for their first win. Why not let's just make this the perfect season and us be the team? We thought Jacksonville would get their first win against us, but we're able to stave that off.
Yeah. Hey, as far as weather, 48 degrees is going to rain today. That's the major part, and that's what's up.
Oh, man. The Giants.
Yeah, kind of puts things in perspective, doesn't it, PJ?
It really does. This year is just, this whole COVID everything.
Makes you want to jump a barricade and tackle a professional wrestler.
Totally.
It?
Yeah.
Go Mariners. Wow. When have I ever been so excited for like football season to be over and baseball season to start?
Hey, there's still hockey season going on.
I almost forgot to mention, but got to give some love to the Sounders. Playoffs going on tonight. So you got something to root for.
There we go.
That is true. I mean, the Sounders, you know, man, how about if they get into the, if they get to the championship again? Will this be the third year in a row?
Oh, I think.
If they get... I feel like Danny's the expert, but it'll be the third time in 4 years at least, if it's not the third year in a row.
Tonight, it's at Lumen Field, taking on Real Salt Lake, so go Sounders.
All right. Well,
so see,
cool.
You're looking for something positive about Seattle sports. We have a team in the playoffs, BJ.
Woo! All right, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to be the Giants.
Well, I felt the enthusiasm for a half a second.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Scarlett Johansson plays which superhero in the Marvel movies?
Wonder Woman.
No.
Captain Marvel.
No.
Willow.
No. Willow?
Did you just correct yourself to actually say it incorrectly?
I probably did.
Good job, buddy. I have to
That's
say that.
That's why I got it wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Mr. Willow.
I don't know who Scarlett Johansson is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Scarlett Johansson, well, you she's Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yet again,
you
know Rev screws me.
Again, I know. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 650 on The Rock.
Today's podcast is brought to you by bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, who's ready to answer your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, is it true that if you file for bankruptcy once, you can't file again?
Even if you filed bankruptcy before, you can almost certainly file bankruptcy again. Different types of bankruptcies have different time limits between filings. In Chapter 7, full bankruptcy, you can only file Chapter 7 once every 8 years. However, you can always, almost always file a Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 cases can be filed immediately following a Chapter 7. They can be filed immediately following a prior Chapter 13 case. Chapter 13 is a reorganization plan, so there will be some type of monthly payment, but it's based on your budget and your ability to afford that payment. So Chapter 13 is an option in almost all cases, even with a prior bankruptcy filing.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.